Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. I'm Glenn Moberg, and today on Route 51, it's our annual summer tradition as we welcome once again into our Wisconsin Public Radio studios the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, direct from South Florida to Wausau, Wisconsin, to perform live selections from this year's South Beach Up North Tour. With us again this year on cello, Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews, on violin Sarah Schreffler, and UW-Stevens Point's Oscar Soler, on viola Kenneth Martinson, and on double bass, Cindy Blandino. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble's Up North Tour is being sponsored by Wisconsin Public Radio. They perform this Friday evening at 7:30 and this Saturday evening at 6 at St. John's Episcopal Church, 330 McClellan Street in Wausau. And then next weekend, next Sunday, July 27th at noon at the Lee Auchie Woodson Art Museum in Wausau. There is an admission charge for Saturday's concert. The other two appearances are free. Michael and his musicians always have some surprises for us. In addition to the traditional classical selections in past years, South Beach has performed the music of Cole Porter, Ira Gershwin, and even Jimi Hendrix, Lady Gaga, and the Beatles. Now, because of the special nature of this morning's program, we won't be taking phone calls, so whether you're driving, working, or relaxing, just turn up the radio and enjoy some great American chamber music. And let's run through the list of sponsors before we begin our conversation. The support this year was provided by the Community Arts Grant Program of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, with funds provided by the Wisconsin Arts Board, a state agency, the Community Foundation, and the B.A. and Esther Greenheck Foundation. Additional support provided by City Pages, St. John's Episcopal Church, Habish, Habish & Rotier, Yankee Bookstore, the Jefferson Street Inn, the Northwoods Goldsmith, People's State Bank, UMR, the Wausau Conservatory of Music, the Wausau Daily Herald, Wisconsin Public Radio, and the Woodson Art Museum. Michael Andrews, we have been doing this tour with you for 9 years now.
We really love being here, Glenn, and it's always great to see your smiling face listening to our beautiful music.
We love having you here, and as I put on our Facebook page, you are a civilized respite from our lowest common denominator culture. It's wonderful to do this kind of radio because you just can't hear it on the air anymore.
Well, we're very happy to be here, and we love playing this music from, you know, Mozart to Lady Gaga.
Now, as I said, you've been doing this for 9 years now. What's on the agenda this year?
Well, we have a couple new things. You know, last year we played piano quintets by Dvorak and Shostakovich, and this year we're going to be doing the Dvorak string quintet in G major. So that will be one of the pieces tomorrow night, and that will be the first selection we're going to do at Movement Event this morning.
All right, and again, it's this Friday, tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., the free concert at St. John's Episcopal Church, 330 McClellan Street. And then on Saturday, July 19th, 6 p.m. at St. John's Episcopal, and you've got, once again, the very popular Mozart on the Move.
Mozart on the Move came to me, you know, we had an extra grand opportunity in Miami Beach, and we wanted to do some pop-up concerts, sort of short concerts in unexpected venues, like on Lincoln Road in Miami Beach, which would be the same as 3rd Street here, or at a museum, or at a Whole Foods. And we wanted to do a mix of music that would attract people just walking by. So we start with Mozart, and then we include things from Lady Gaga to the Beatles to, as you said, Jimi Hendrix at one point, Purple Haze. And It's a nice program because it's informal and it's really accessible.
Do you know of any other traditional classical music ensembles, chamber music ensembles, that are mixing Lady Gaga and the Beatles and Jimi Hendrix into their repertoire?
Well, I think
pretty
there's
unusual.
Sure, there's quite a few. There's so much really great music in the country now. You know, I go every year to New York to the Chamber Music America conference, and they showcase these amazing string quartets. So there's a lot of great music happening in the United States. But I think what we do is not so prevalent where we go out onto the street or an unusual venue, and we mix it up with all kinds of music.
And then next Sunday, July 27th, people have a chance to catch you again. It's a noon concert, a free concert at the Woodson Art Museum with piano trios. Describe that for us.
Yeah, we commissioned a new work by a local Miami composer, Andrew Logan, and we had played his first piano trio a couple of years ago. And we're doing his new work called Trio Miami. And when I asked him, as we were looking to figure out what we want to do and to sort of inspire him, I said, could you be inspired by the sights and sounds and history of Miami? So we're playing his Trio Miami. It was a great hit in when we played it in May in Miami Beach. And if you want a little bit of warmth of Miami, especially in these couple of weeks, come and hear that concert. So that's one of the concert, one of the pieces we're doing. Plus, we're also doing the Schubert piano trio, the second piano trio, and then we're ending it with the Piazzolla Four Seasons.
So you're actually performing some music that you commissioned that was written just for you.
Oh, yes, yes. We've done this. This is our second or third time we've done that.
An original composition, and again, that's next weekend, Sunday, July 27th at noon at the Woodson Art Museum. Let's get right into the music. For those of you who just joined us, we have the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, direct from Miami Beach or the Miami Beach area, South Miami. Michael Andrews on cello. We also have Kenneth Martinson on viola, Oscar Soler on violin, and Cindy Blandino on bass, and also the lead violin once again this year is provided by Sarah Schreffler. What have we got for this first segment
of
music?
Well, we're going to start off with the scherzo of the Dvorak Piano Quintet in G major.
The South Beach Chamber Ensemble live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios.
Thank you. Thank you.
live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios, Michael Andrews on cello, Sarah Schreffler and Oscar Soler on viola, Kenneth Martinson on, Sarah Schreffler and Oscar Soler on violin, Kenneth Martinson on viola, and Cindy Blandino on double bass. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble, they are up north for their annual tour in Wausau. You can see them tomorrow, Friday, July 18th at 7:30 p.m. at St. John's Episcopal Church, where they will also be performing Saturday evening at 6 p.m. and then next weekend, Sunday, July 27th at noon at the Lee Aukey Woodson Art Museum. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We will be back with more conversation and more live chamber music right after this.
Thank you to the business sponsors who help support WPR programs. Businesses like D.B. Reinhardt Institute for Ethics, Access Prosthetics, and Gimme Shelter play a huge role in the success of WPR. Your business can too. More information at WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Wausau's Woodson Art Museum. Summer exhibitions feature 20th century printmaking, from New Deal era lithographs to Andy Warhol's pop art screen prints, on view through August 24th. LYWAM.org.
Not, you are listening to chamber music, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble recording Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze in a live appearance in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios a few years ago. They are back with us again for their ninth annual Up North tour in Wausau, led by Wausau native Michael Andrews. Michael, how do you respond to people who say Jimi Hendrix isn't serious music, you shouldn't be doing it?
Well, I think it's really great music. No music is serious unless you want it to be. So, you know, you can play a Bruckner symphony or listen to a Bruckner symphony, and that can seem serious. But music can be playful, and there's all kinds of moods and gestures in music that that relate to all kinds of music, whether it's country or pop or hip-hop or Mozart.
And you've mixed pop selections into your repertoire on a fairly regular basis on these tours. We've heard Lady Gaga from you, the Beatles. You did a wonderful version of Eleanor Rigby, which was written for a chamber ensemble, just in terms of the arrangement. The Black Eyed Peas. What distinguishes pop music that you'll pick out and choose to perform from other pop music that might not be I won't say as worthy of a chamber music rendition, but maybe something that just isn't that wouldn't work for a chamber orchestra.
Well, I listen to some pop music and some hip hop music. Granted, not much, but sometimes there's something on the air, like in a song by Adele or Bruno Mars, that it really catches your ear. And so the Black Eyed Peas was actually Cindy Blandino, one of her students, did an arrangement of a Black Eyed Peas song, and that's how we came to the Black Eyed Peas. One of our violinists in Miami, he wanted to do Purple Haze, and there was a really great string quartet arrangement, so we did Purple Haze. And Sarah did a fantastic job imitating an electric violin. She was really rocking out there. And
it sounded like she was plugged in.
Yeah.
And folks who were listening to that probably don't, you know, if you just listen to it, you'd think she's probably playing through an amplifier with all sorts of effects and gadgets on the violin. But no, that's just an acoustic instrument recorded as it was.
Yeah. So we take music from all places and suggestions from our players and what's out there in the world. You know, the Beatles, a lot of their music has full string orchestras, you know, really great arrangements with strings. And, you know, there's even on YouTube, you can find anything. There's two cellists playing, starting out with the handle type of thing and, you know, powdered wigs, and they end up, playing on the floor, Apocalypse Now kind of things, or all kinds of, crazy stuff. We're not going to be playing lying on the floor anytime soon, but we do incorporate all kinds of music in our concerts.
And Michael, you grew up in Wausau. What What in your background here allowed you to branch off into this music and establish a group like the South Beach Chamber Ensemble?
Well, I think Wausau is a really unique town. First of all, when I was growing up many years ago, we had wonderful music education in the schools, and we still do with Kirsten Hornby. She's orchestra director at West and East. The great Wausau Conservatory of Music, co-founded by Bellamy Hostler, a good friend of mine. So there's really a great foundation of the arts and music in this town. There's the Performing Arts Foundation. There's the Grand Theater. So,
and you taught at the Wausau Conservatory.
I did. When I came back from Venezuela, I did teach there 1 year, and then I went off to the East Coast. And I actually, the past 2 summers, I have taught at the Wausau Conservatory, their string camp. And I love being here, meeting, you know, the young up-and-coming string players of the future.
Why don't we talk to some of the band members? And I want to pursue this Venezuelan connection. Let's take Cindy Blandino first. Cindy, you met Michael Andrews in Venezuela. Tell us about that.
Well, I did indeed, and for a time I actually was without an apartment and slept on his couch, I believe, for months at a time, where we discovered our mutual love of baking and cooking, and we've continued that. We made jelly last night at his Wausau house, his family home. I believe it was strawberry or raspberry blueberry, which is a favorite. So we've continued that love of cooking and baking and playing music together for 30, how many years, Michael? Almost
since
30
1980.
Years. Since 1980.
And you're going to be doing a Venezuelan piece written by Algamaro Romero, which kind of brings you back to the beginning. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, the piece, Cindy and I played it many, many years ago in Venezuela, and it's a fantastic piece. A couple of weeks ago on Wisconsin Public Radio, on the request on Saturday, I asked them to play the piece, and they tracked it down and played a recording by Gustavo Dudamel. So it can be a full orchestra piece or it could be a string quintet. And I actually didn't know what year it was written because I was writing the program, so I called the composer's daughter, who lives in Miami and is a good friend of mine, and she called me back and said, yes, it was written in 1976. So Cindy and I have a really great affection and connection to Venezuela, and we love that Oscar is from Venezuela also.
Oscar, why don't we bring you in? Oscar Soler, who is not only from Venezuela, but is now teaching at UW-Stevens Point, correct?
Yes, I teach at the Iverson Suki Center, and I've been there since August of 2011. So it's been almost 3 years, actually.
Give me a comparison and a contrast, your home country of Venezuela and central Wisconsin.
Wow, there's a big contrast there. Well, there's no snow in Venezuela, just at the very top of one of the mountains. You know, there is no English down there, not so much. There's a little bit of Spanish here, so that's one of the other differences. The food is different, and the weather is for sure very different.
And this Venezuelan piece that you're going to be performing, and my Spanish is awful, so forgive me.
Fuga con pajarillo.
Okay. And again, written by Algamaro Romero, and as I understand it, that stands for Fugue with the Little Bird.
Yeah, and I actually played that piece when I was, I grew up in Venezuela, and I was there until I was 18, and then I went to Cleveland, but I actually grew up playing that piece many, many, many times. So
which of these three concerts is that going to be performed in, Michael?
That's going to be on Friday night's concert, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at St. John's Episcopal. Very good. And Sarah Schreffler, our first violinist. I called you lead violin before. My apologies to our classically trained audience. I'm a pop musician and a jazz musician, so that's how I describe things. Sarah, you don't have a background in Venezuelan music, or do you?
No, I don't.
Where are you performing right now? Where do you call home?
I live in Phoenix, and that's where I actually know Cindy Blandino from living in Phoenix, and she is a colleague of mine professionally, and we play a lot together there.
How often do you get together with the South Beach Chamber Ensemble? Are you with Michael throughout the year, or is it something that you just do a few times a year, or maybe just for this up north tour?
Just once a year in my summer home of Wausau.
How challenging was it to get that lead down on Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze?
You know, it wasn't too tricky. I was fortunate to be raised listening to all kinds of music. Both of my parents are musicians, my brother is, and we just had a really musical household. So just using the techniques that we learn, you know, playing all kinds of solo and orchestral music, it was easy to come up with the sound.
And let's move on to Kenneth Martinson. Kenneth on viola. Kenneth, where do you call home?
I live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
So you see Michael quite a bit. Are you a regular member of the South Beach Chamber Ensemble?
Well, we see each other once in a while on a gig here or there. But my involvement with Michael is actually more with this festival up here in Wisconsin.
What attracts you to this particular brand of chamber music where you're playing music from all different styles?
Well, I actually used to play rock viola in a band, so playing rock music in string quartets
really
is a lot of fun, yes.
And there's something so warm about chamber music, so intimate about it. It's not a full symphony or a full orchestra or a full band. They're just four or five people on stage, and there's a warmth to it that you can't get in a lot of different genres.
Absolutely. It's much more challenging than orchestra music because you have your own, you're responsible completely for your own part and bringing the personality to it. And actually, it's really my favorite kind of playing in chamber music.
And it's our favorite today on Route 51, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. They are here for their Up North tour, and they are performing live once again for the ninth time in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. Michael Andrews, what do we have next?
Well, we're going to continue with the program we're doing tomorrow night. So we opened with a movement of Dvorak string quintet. And Janáček was also a Czech composer, more modern. He wrote some really wonderful music, sometimes a little eerie, with great harmonies. And this is a six-movement work called Suite for String Orchestra. And we're doing the third and fourth movements, the Andante con moto and the Presto.
The South Beach Chamber Ensemble live on Route 51. Thank you. Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble performing live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. Michael, do we have another piece now, or do you want me to take a break and we can come back? It's your show.
Take a little break and we'll come back for some really cool music.
All right, we're going to do that. Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, if you just joined us, they are in town for their annual Up North Tour. This is the ninth year that we've had them live in our studios at Wisconsin Public Radio on Route 51, and they will be performing tomorrow, Friday, July 18th at 7:30 p.m. at St. John's Episcopal Church, 330 McClellan Street. They'll also be back at St. John's Episcopal Saturday evening at 6 p.m., and then next weekend, Sunday, July 27th, at noon, a free concert at the Leoki Woodson Art Museum. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include Stevens Point Area Co-op, Peninsula Music Festival, and Import Auto Clinic. You, too, can help ensure the future of WPR with your business sponsorship. Find out more at WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Greenwood Hills Country Club, Wausau, helping the community one round at a time with Make a Difference Mondays, a day open for all golfers to enjoy a round of golf while benefiting a Wausau area charity. Details at greenwoodhillscc.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg. You're listening to a special presentation of live chamber music on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We have with us once again the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, direct from South Florida to Wausau, Wisconsin, performing selections from this year's South Beach Up North Tour. Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews. On violin, Sarah Schreffler, and UW Stevens Point's Oscar Soler. On viola, Kenneth Martinson, and on double bass, Cindy Blandino. Michael, we're listening to Shogun Farewell, which most people recognize as the theme from the Civil War, the Ken Burns documentary. You performed that here a couple of years ago. Achingly beautiful piece.
It is. We really love it. One of our players in Miami came across it, and I hadn't seen the Ken Burns Civil Wars, but when we heard it, when we first practiced it, it's such a beautiful piece and such a beautiful violin part, and of course Sarah played it spectacularly well. And it's just, it really evokes the Civil War and the sort of the tragedy of the Civil War.
Sarah, give me your thoughts on that composition, because it really allows for a great deal of expression in a very simple way on the violin. It's not complicated at all.
Well, yeah, I think sometimes some of the most beautiful music that's played on violin is the simplest. We have a huge amount of music that's written for the instrument that is technically spectacular, double stops, lots of fast passage work, but the simple, beautiful things are sometimes just the most perfect.
And Michael Andrews, you asked me, am I going to ask you any new questions this year at the start of the show? And I have asked you some new questions, but I'm going to ask you the question that I always ask you because I think it's an important one. How important is it for young people, students, kindergarten through 12th grade, to be exposed to music and the arts in our public schools because they're being cut back all across
right.
the country?
Well, even earlier than kindergarten, I mean, kids, you know, pregnant women, there's studies out there that music, when a baby's in the womb, music affects you. And kids in those 9 months before they're born, they're aware of what's going on around them. So if you're listening to, you know, horrible, horrible music, or say loud and trashy and not calming, that's going to affect your baby. And there's more and more studies out there that music really does enhance students' work, whether it's, you know, math or reading. The learning of an instrument, whether it's a violin, an oboe, recorder, a bass, saxophone, that hugely affects the brain. And even adults who pick up an instrument later in life, it's good for their brain. also working in an orchestra situation as a child, it gives you teamwork, and it gives you, you have to be on time, first of all, to your lesson or your orchestra period.
And it teaches you about math.
Yeah, you know.
You know, time signatures.
You know, there's quarter notes and half notes and whole notes and triplets and all kinds of things. And but it's the working together with other people, whether it's kids or the teachers, that really gives kids a heads up.
And we're blessed in central Wisconsin to have public schools that haven't forgotten that, that really do focus on musical education along with the other parts of the educational experience. I'm thinking of Wausau West and Wausau East.
Right, and also Ann Johnson in Everest, you know, they do a great job in just educating the kids and having them inspired, and also the Wausau Conservatory and Patrick Langer with the work they're doing there. And I just want to mention, we're talking about kids. On the concert on Saturday night, we are playing half the program with four local high school kids, Andrew and Benjamin Bates and Carrie Scheinost and Jared Qualley. And they're fantastic kids. We worked with three of them last year on our program, and they're dedicated, they're inspiring to see, and they also get a kick out of playing with us.
We get a kick out of listening to you. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble, Michael, your final selection.
Well, we have three selections. We're going to be doing, the first one is La Comparsita, and you probably don't know the name, but you've heard this tango many, many times. So La Comparsita, and then we're going to go to a piece, Maja da Carnaval. It's a Brazilian samba by Luiz Bonfa. And if you ever saw the movie Black Orpheus, it was in that movie. And then we're going to end with opera. We're going to be doing Nessun Dorma from Turandot by Puccini.
All right. We've got about 12 minutes left. Can we squeeze all of that into the rest of the show?
We might be talking at the end.
All right. We'll do that. Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. Thank today's guests, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. On cello, Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews. On violin, Sarah Schreffler. And also UW-Stevens Point's Oscar Soler. On viola, Kenneth Martinson. And on double bass, Cindy Blandino. The South Beach Up North Tour continues Friday evening at 7:30 and Saturday evening at 6 at St. John's Episcopal Church, 330 McClellan Street in Wausau. There is an admission fee Saturday night. The Friday appearance is free, and you can also catch South Beach next Sunday, July 27th at noon at the Lee Yawkey Woodson Art Museum in Wausau. If you'd like to find out more about the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, check out their website, SOBEChamberEnsemble.org. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer and audio engineer, Rick Ryer, and our on-air producer, Jane Ritger. Next week on Route 51, it's a tribute to the late Sid Kyler. Central Wisconsin band leader and broadcasting pioneer who died last week at the age of 87. We'll have members of his Dixieland band with us to share stories and preview this year's Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival, which takes place Friday and Saturday, July 26th and July 27th at the Bull Falls Brewery in Wausau. A reminder, if you missed part of the show, you can hear it again in its entirety tomorrow, Friday evening at 7 o'clock on WHRM 90.9 FM, Wausau. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. And until next week, we're heading out of town.